Good morning. I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guests today are Michelle Geis and Press Adams, who are co-founders of the Impact Hub Baltimore, a co-working space for social entrepreneurs. Michelle, Press, welcome to the show. It's great to have you. Tell us a little bit about co-working.
So co-working is a shared workspace, typically, that is based on a membership model, kind of like a gym membership. You would sign up for a month-to-month membership in a space and co-work with other people that are working out of the same space.
So what's the difference between that and, say, an executive office suite?
Co-working spaces tend to be more flexible in terms of the space layout. So you'll have actually open floor plans with people actually working at different desks day to day. There tends to be a little bit more focus on a community and building relationships between people. So that's a major differentiator for co-working
spaces. So you wouldn't have independent, you wouldn't have private offices then?
We will have small private offices, but the target audience is really small, early-stage organizations. So the offices will be for teams of 2 to 6 people. And they can both work in the private office space, but then also have a large shared space to work with other organizations that are working out of that.
So Impact Hub is really exciting. Tell our listeners where it is and where the idea came from.
So Impact Hub will be in Station North at the Historic Center Theater, which was just renovated this year. We've been running programming for people that are doing innovative projects in Baltimore for 2 years, and including breakfasts and strategy sessions and networking events, and just noticed that there was a need for people to connect on the day-to-day basis and also to be able to sustain the work in the long run. And so we decided we wanted to create a home for a lot of these great ideas and visionary people that we were running into through our programming.
If you were successful, and I'm sure you're going to be successful, Michelle, how many social entrepreneurs do you think you could house in Impact Hub?
Between the offices and the co-working space and then people who are kind of community members at large that are part of Impact Hub, we're expecting to reach anywhere from 150 to 200 people who are either social entrepreneurs, early stage nonprofits, or partners that are looking to connect with people who work in that space.
That's extraordinary. One of the things that I've been thinking a lot about and talking about a lot is just scaling business in Baltimore. And, you know, we define business mostly as for-profit entities, but these social entrepreneurs are among the most entrepreneurial folks I've ever met. And it's a burgeoning population in our city. I'm sure that you all are seeing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, whether somebody is sort of structured as a business or structured as a nonprofit, the thing that they all have in common is being driven by a great idea and doing and just sort of everything they can to execute on that idea. And one of the advantages of a co-working space is then when they're running into common issues that always happen as you're sort of establishing a new organization or a new enterprise, they can share sort of best practices with each other or resources with each other. And then Impact Hub, because it's a physical space, becomes a symbol that all of this activity is going on and also becomes a way to attract new resources into Baltimore who see the same kind of energy that you were just mentioning.
So thank you for joining me this morning. It's great to talk to you, and it's going to be really exciting to see what Impact Hub does for our city. It's going to be nothing but good.
Thanks, David.
Great. Thanks, David.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org. Baltimore's Future is produced by the Warnock Foundation for WYPR. For the Warnock Foundation, I'm David Warnock.